Leading Off with Jody Jackson on the Wolf and Luke Show.
Gurriel swings, lifts one high, hits one deep. This one is long gone to left field.
Brought to you by YRefi. Invest in America's future. Go to investyrefi.com.
All right, this is the right person to talk to right now. Diamondbacks 11-12. That's not terrible. Dealing with a lot of injuries, though, that is. So we're going to talk to Jody Jackson. It's time for some Leading Off. Of course, D-backs broadcaster joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line. Jody, how's it going?
It's going great, guys. What if I had a bad day? What if I was in a bad mood?
Not well.
Nope. What if I wasn't your ray of sunshine?
Jody, can I tell you right now, that would shock me.
Yeah.
No, I mean, seriously.
That would throw off my whole week.
Yeah, Jody in a bad
mood. Well, good thing is,
I don't see that.
I mean, good thing is I'm fine. I'm doing good, guys. And, yeah, things started off rough in the morning yesterday, but it turned out to be a win that felt kind of uplifting. So there's that, which is good.
Yeah, let's start with the good part of that. Let's start with the good news. How about Slade Ciccone just kind of getting called in on short notice? And, I mean, he was throwing a no-hitter for a while there. He looked good.
Yeah, he really did. And what's interesting was that apparently they were deciding kind of, were they going to let him start or were they going to use him kind of as the bulk inning guy, kind of go with an opener. And Torrey decided to let him go out there and he got his first major league win. And so there was a little celebration, I think, maybe before we entered the clubhouse. But so what ended up being, and look, there's no sugarcoating it. It is very tough to see Merrill go out, and we don't know how long. And we can get into that in a moment. But Slade came in and really did the job, really took that opportunity. I think learned some things last year from the starts that he did have, from some of the bulk work that he had last year as well. And he was mixing it up. He was using the slider, throws a little harder slider this year. Yeah, really only encountered an infield hit and then the homer. Two runs over six innings. They, you know, let him go six, which was great to see. And, you know, when you get six innings from your starter, it makes it that much easier for the bullpen. And then Gabriel Moreno had his fingerprints all over this one. And when you get six, the bullpen, you know, they came through, like I mentioned. But the other thing is, you know, even everybody contributed. Kevin Newman had a big insurance RBI. I mean, it just felt like everybody kind of stepped up to the plate to end that series on a good note.
So, Jody, what can you tell us about Merrill Kelly?
Well, I talked to Merrill, you know, we saw him in regular clothes yesterday, kind of, you know, which is not uncommon for the starting pitcher. You're kind of like, okay, but I knew something was up because I saw Slade, and then talked to Merrill a little bit, talked to Torrey, and then Merrill said it was a mild teres major strain, which is kind of a, you know, funny Bob described it on the broadcast, but it's basically shoulder. There's some ramifications maybe into the back area. You know, he said when he felt it, it was a light sensation, which I guess that makes it sound a little better than what you would think when a guy's injured. However, look, they're going to go back. He went back last night. He's going to meet with doctors today, it sounds like, maybe even redo the imaging. Not sure they're going to read it, look at it. And, you know, obviously, you know, he'll see how he feels as well. But it's just hard to imagine that he wouldn't go on the IL. I mean, that's just me speculating, because any time that you feel something in the shoulder, you want to be careful with that. So that's what we know so far. You know, I'm trying to tell myself, I'm just like everybody else, right? Everybody knows how much the D-backs rely on Merrill. And he did miss about a month last year with the blood clot issue. That kind of felt like, even though that sounds so much more serious, that's blood thinners and then you come back, right?
Yeah.
With the shoulder, it feels a little uncertain, but hopefully it's nothing too serious. Hopefully it is, you know, and he told me it is his first muscular issue. You know, he's had other things before, but, you know, we just don't know yet. And you just hope for the best right now that it's only going to be a couple of weeks or a month or something like that. I mean, it could be a massive surprise and he comes right back. I don't want to speculate on the time, but you know, they're going to miss Merrill Kelly.
Yeah. You know what, Jody, could you text me the name of that injury once again? Go ahead and do that.
Teres major. I've heard it with different people. You know, Verlander had it. Kershaw's dealt with, you know, when you say Kershaw, that rings the bell though, because like red alert, because he's had some longer issues with different things. But, you know, it's not uncommon. It is something you hear with pitchers. I think for him, it's just going to be when we learn more on how severe it is.
I think I'd feel better if it just had a different name. You say mild, but then it's teres major. Like, it just seems
right.
Like
teres,
it's
a
mild major strain.
I do know how to spell it. I assume it's the Latin T-E-R-E-S.
Oh, it's the Latin.
Now you're speaking
Wolf's
language.
It's always the Latin, Jody.
Yeah, I took Latin in high school. You know,
oh, yeah,
it comes
of course.
In handy once
the
in a while.
Dead language. What a beautiful thing to take.
Jody Jackson's joining us, and now you have to do the rest of the interview in Latin, obviously, because you've set the the bar there. Jordan Montgomery, we haven't got to talk about him yet. He pitched on Friday. He looked good. It helps when your team scores 17 runs for you, but still, that's maybe a bright spot with this team that's had just an absurd amount of injuries. But Jordan Montgomery, early returns looking pretty good, Jody.
Yeah, it really was. I actually, you know, wasn't expecting even that out of the gate. You know, some of the guys that talk about the abbreviated spring or not having a spring and having to work on your own. But he had two AAA outings, which Blake Snell, you know, didn't have. Blake Snell is just a different type of pitcher, too. And Jordan Montgomery went out there, and he was totally in control. And, yeah, he did have great run support, but everything looked good, you know, and I'm sure he, you know, is just going to improve as time goes on. But you have to love what he was able to give you. And it gave the whole team a boost. Everybody talked about how it was like a shot in the arm, just getting him in there to kind of feel like he was settling everything down, and especially with this latest news with Merrill. So, you know, yeah, as guys, you know, as guys are on that injury list, you see the importance of, you know, Ken Kendrick, Derek Hall, and the organization making the decision to bring in Jordan Montgomery. And Mike Hazen, of course, you know, this was huge. You know, in hindsight, you'll never know, okay, Eduardo Rodriguez was going to have a setback and Merrill might have an issue. But it's really big, and he'll pitch in this series here in St. Louis, and hopefully we just see more of the same.
You know, I'm not worried about Corbin Carroll, but I will bring him up to you, Jody, right now. 3-17 in this series, no RBIs, no stolen bases. He did make some great plays, of course, in the outfield. But he pretty much had a pedestrian series against the Giants, for him at least. What do you think is possibly going on, and when do you expect Corbin to break out?
Well, if you're not worried, you're, I think, in the minority, Wolf, because a lot of people seem to be worried out there. Torrey Lovello's with you. He says he's not. But I think it's only natural when you don't see him driving the ball on a more consistent basis. Mm-hmm. But for me, the word survival comes along for Corbin, because he is taking some walks. He is getting on via the infield hit at times. I think that he is kind of surviving in there. And he got on base yesterday via the walk a couple times, and he can make things happen. He did play great defense. So it's not they'll give him a day off here or there. As far as dropping him in the lineup, Torrey Lovello said he was considering it. We almost wondered if that would happen yesterday. But, and I don't know if it was because there was a right-hander out there or whatever that reason was. But if he continues to struggle, I would think maybe Torrey would consider that more. But as far as putting him out there, he is still a huge weapon, asset, all of those things for this team. And, you know, he does look, I think it's very mental right now. When I watch him swinging at, you know, he swung at a pitch, a couple of them over the weekend. One was really high and outside. And I think it's just really mental right now. And hopefully he can get right soon. And I know it's going to be, he's coming up on the Seattle series, and that'll be a lot of hopefully fun for him. Hopefully he can enjoy it. Love to see him start to heat up a little bit here in St. Louis, but there is a little concern when the guy that was driving the ball so much last year is just not doing that.
Jody, great stuff as always.
Thank you, Jody.
I think you made us feel a little bit better, so thank you.
Okay, well, there you go.
All right.
Glad I could help, guys.
Right.
Have a great Monday.
Thank
okay,
you, Jody.
Jody.
You too.